Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of What's Your Deal with Phil Burke. I'll just make this intro super, super quick because today's been a little bit hectic and I'm kind of in a rush. But this week I'm glad to present to you my two guests who are actually two of my favorite people in the world, man. I love these guys. They're awesome. The guests are Rojo Perez and Tyler Richardson. They're two great comedians, very, very funny comics, who, you know, obviously play around all over the city. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm giving them a form letter intro, but they are great guys and they are really funny, and you'll see it in this episode. This recording is kind of old. We recorded it about a month ago, maybe a little bit more. So there's some, references to like the Oscars, you know, and, you know, different jokes that Chris Rock did at the Oscars and stuff like that. So this is a little old, but it is still funny, and it is still fun. And we actually talk a lot about race in cinema and television, which I think is really interesting and very fun. We also talk about how Tyler Richardson's parents are both secret agents, which was pretty fun too. So without further ado, I'll let you guys get to this episode. It's called Late Night Listen. That is Late Night Listen. All right, guys. See you later. Enjoy. Bye. And now we roll into the bar like, what's up? I just want to hit the hotel and she like, I just want to chill, baby, maybe have a drink with you. Learn about your crazy life. Learn about what interests you. I know you got a little money, but that ain't why I'm into you. I know you travel often, but I don't mind missing you. I know that it's mutual when I say that I'm digging you. So, girl, try to tell me there ain't something.
Shit, you just saved my life. quick sound test, just say something into the...
What's up?
Hello.
How close do we have to be?
We can get a little bit closer if you'd like. My voice always carries, because I don't know, it's...
All right.
It's been trained for this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So but, this far away, can you hear me? Because I think I probably speak softer than him.
Yeah, you might be trying to get in a little bit closer. If you can. If not, I can always raise your levels and stuff post-production.
Okay.
So that's,
I can lean in like this if this is better.
Yeah. Or, you know, you're not... Everybody says they can, but you're never going to stay that way. So it's just fine. You know, lean in when you remember to. And if not, that's totally cool. And again, I can raise your voice in post. So
okay.
It's totally fine. All right, guys. So, fuck it. Yeah, man. We're here. It took us long enough. Guys, to the four of you who are listening somewhere out in the Philippines, you know, it's my fault that, you know, this started so late. I told these guys 5:30 and ended up getting here at like 6 and went out to go get beers, had to lock myself out, had to hop the fence, and also there's like a bunch of random dudes working on my toilet and washing machine right now. I didn't even know. So life's been a little crazy. Okay. Yeah, what about you guys?
I had a very relaxed Sunday. Very different. Yeah,
just
watched TV, came here for a minute. That's my day.
That's great. I had some Asian food. And that's it. And now we're here.
Relaxing afternoon.
Yeah, man. Too blessed to be stressed.
True.
That's true. I don't know. I need to take some advice out of your book, man. What are you guys doing that you have a fucking Sunday free like this?
We do nothing. We don't worry about
the
bills.
Universe will bring you everything.
Yeah, that's fair enough. man. I don't know, man. Thank you guys for coming by, too. I just want to say that.
Definitely.
Thank you for having us.
You know, yeah. I'm happy to have you guys. I wanted you guys here like a while ago. I never would, tell you the truth, I don't know why, but I never would have thought to have both of you on the same episode. I don't know why.
Both too cool together, maybe.
A little bit. I would think it would be a little too laid back. I like to find, like, one person who's very laid back and another person who's a bit more like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In your face. So this is going to be the chill session.
And the real chill session.
Yes. I like the sound of that.
This is a real late night Sunday listen.
That's exactly what it is. The late night listen. Oh man, that might be the title for the episode. Late night.
There you
listen.
Go.
I dig it.
Shit, man. Smooth jazz. You know? Kiss that man, baby. Man. But I wanted to have you guys on here because there's just always been like a lot of interesting things about both of you. Like I know with you, Tyler, you dropped it a couple times in your comedy that your mom is in, like, politics or some shit. She's like a politician or some shit.
Yeah, she's like a really high ranking civilian working for the Department of Homeland Defense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like,
that's still there pretty badass.
I'm very proud of her. Yeah.
Does she have a gun?
No, but she was talking about getting one because somebody tried to break into her house like a year and a half ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fortunately, they were like messing around and the neighbors called the cops because it's not that kind of neighborhood.
Yeah.
Then she like upped her security by a lot because it's just her.
You retire, I can tell.
Yeah.
Did they try the break in because they wanted, she has like information?
I don't know.
Like, she has, like, some shit like that.
I would think she wouldn't, because, like, she specifically deals with, like, acquisitions, like, buying equipment and property and stuff
so
like that.
Buying guns, selling guns. She's a gun dealer, like you're saying.
Perhaps. I know that she came over from the Navy.
Saying this on record.
Haven't said my mom's name.
Jacina. Yeah, this will all hold up in a court of law.
Ah.
Oh, man. No, that's fucking cool, though, man. What about your dad?
My dad is dead, but he retired from the Air Force as, like, a master sergeant. He was, like, MP, military police.
Yeah.
And then when he retired, he was working for the Pentagon doing pretty much the same thing, but on the civilian side.
Gotcha. So, he would have been the type of person to break in someone's house and try to steal documents.
He would have been the wrong one to break in and find. Yeah, he had a lot of guns and stuff like that.
That's cool, man. So how did you, like, become you? Mm. It seems from such, like, a, you know, well, maybe not a strict household, because I don't know what they're personally like, but, you know, like, kind of a background of, you know, civil service and this type of shit. You know, I would have never thought comedian for their son.
Yeah, my dad was real strict, like, yes sir, no sir.
You seem like you had one parent that was very, like, that you had to tiptoe past.
And I hated dealing with him for that. Like, he would take me out to, like, a restaurant, and he'd be like, oh, do you want this? And I'd be like, yeah. And he'd be like, I'm sorry? And I'd be like, yes sir. Jesus, can we just enjoy a meal? But my mom, back in the day, used to have, like, a really bright sense of humor, and she would do all types of
that day by day.
Something happened, because now she's like, she doesn't like comedy at all. She hates to laugh, and
there's too much blood on her hands.
Yeah.
She's an assassin. I don't know if you know this about your mother.
I tell her that I miss how she was all the time. I'm like, I miss when you were fun, man. Like, in her 20s, she was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But how old were you hanging? Were you hanging at bars with your mom at 20?
No, but like,
she would just do that peekaboo game, and it was the most fun thing ever.
Here's an example.
It was a wild one.
Because they divorced when I was like 5, and I remember like being in Blockbuster, and my mom, this is kind of racist, but like we would be at Blockbuster, and we would see an interracial couple in front of us, and my mom would just start singing that Jungle Fever song really loud.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what are you doing? You're going to get us in like a confrontation. And she was like, ah, shut up. And that was her. Now, very buttoned up. Her weekends are spent with lawn care.
Yeah.
That's fun for her now.
Well, you know what it also is, too, is like, you don't kind of have that anonymity anymore that people used to back in the day, where it's like, you could say something and then it'd just be fine. Like, now, even if they don't point out, like, she's the one that did it, some dude is gonna write, oh, this older black lady fucking did the Jungle Fever song.
He could turn around and take her picture.
Yeah.
It goes viral. Now
you know
everybody
what I mean?
Knows. Yeah.
Exactly. And she might be out of a job, this, that, a third.
True.
Her
it
whole
happens
world
to
is changing, you know? I don't know. Like, what about you? Like, bro, like, how did your... Because now, I mean, you know, things are happening so fast, like, you know, race relations and stuff are, like, they're not solved, but they're getting better, I think, in a lot of different ways. At least as far as, like, you know, like, media type shit, you know, TV and everything like that.
You feel like they're getting better?
Yeah, I feel like it's getting better, but it's also getting more tense. In certain areas, it's getting way better. In other areas, it's getting tense. Like, basically, so with the whole Oscars so white thing, I think, the race part of, like, the media is getting better as far as, like, in what movies they put not just black people, but people of any color or, like, gender in and stuff like that. That's a lot better. But then you can see, like, America's kind of caught at crossroads. We're pulling at two, like, far ends of things, you know? So it's like that, with the progression of, like, yeah, you know, these people should be in it. And it's like, you watch TV now, TV is way more diverse now than it was even a year ago. The amount of shows, the people cast in the shows, it's almost kind of nuts. Even, like, they're paying attention to social media now, so, like, women, they have those, like, period-proof underwear that's marketed to them now.
Yeah.
That wasn't around. They're paying attention and they're listening to certain things. But then we're still stuck in the past in other ways with, obviously, police brutality. That's our oldest thing. Or, like, race is, like, the heart and the hatred of race is still in us and we don't know how to deal with it. It's a mixture of just guilt and then just, like, white people being angry that we make them feel guilty. And then it's just, like, us being like, I don't give a fuck that you feel guilty, it happened, so things need to change. And it's, like, not everybody actually wanting a real conversation about it, but they act like they do over social media. So it's kind of all over the place. But in certain, you know, aspects, I think things are getting a lot better.
Bro, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I couldn't get the fucking mom and dad question. We have to start with the heaviest race relations question.
Racism.
Cool. I also think a problem is we're having a conversation over social media.
Yeah, you can't look your person.
There's stuff that will be said that I would dare you to say.
Yeah.
To that person when you're face to face.
Yeah.
It's easy. Everybody has a strong opinion.
Yeah.
Behind a laptop.
I was thinking this the other day. Like, I was saying, like, how if Tupac had a Twitter, people would hate him.
Probably.
You know? So I think things switch around in both ways, too. It's like, there's stuff where, because of that, like, distance back then of, like, just the music, and that person was, like, the music, and no one cared about who they were as a person, you know what I mean? You got to receive, like, good messages from them. Like, Wonder Why They Call You Bitch is, like, a good song or something, but if he was to tweet that out, that's that's days yeah. and days of media True. On him. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
No, off. No, that makes total sense. I guess things are... I don't know if they're getting better. I mean, I think you're having a conversation. I'm not sure how much more just in the fact of, let's say, Hollywood, how much more is actually being cast.
Yeah.
So we're having a conversation, but... So it's aware, but I'm not sure who's being cast more. So who do you know, Hispanic actor, actress, who's on the younger side? Mm. Is on the come up.
Is Michael Pena like on the younger side?
I mean, Michael's been around for like 15 years, but he's man. Yeah, but I guess Michael's still technically a young dude. But other than Gina Rodriguez and Cristela Alonso,
yeah,
who are these? Like George Lopez is getting his fifth show.
True.
You know, so it's like there is a thing of like it's aware. But I don't still see this huge.
Well, I feel like it's a. Again, it's like small steps, and first two is like television. I feel like is pretty diverse, but like the real problem I feel like with diversity is like in movies. Like in TV, most of the shows I watch, I've noticed are like pretty diverse. Like The Flash, I'm a huge Flash fan, and that one has so many different types of people. It has like black people, Hispanic people, like fucking like women of like all colors. Basically, they've had like Asian chicks on there before. Like it's crazy. Even the other day. I was high as fuck and I was watching it and I was sitting there and I paused it for a second and I sat there and I was like, wow, this is a whole frame where not one white person is in.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and I was like, this is odd. I was like, I'm not used to seeing this.
Yeah.
Literally a shot just full of people who aren't white and they're all, and every person in that shot was a main character on the show too. You know, and there are plenty of other you know shows too. I mean, Fresh Off the Boat, although that's just like a hokey ABC show, that's still
an Asian family.
And
you never hear Asian people complain about the lack of visibility. Not that that's a good or bad thing, but it's like now they get this. Hopefully, things proceed.
Yeah,
but
and they, well, they got yeah. They just got like Chris Rock. They just came out because Chris Rock. Had the joke of
with the Asian kids.
With the three Asian kids that came out. And he was like, they were supposed to be...
Yeah, they're supposed to be like...
The people CEOs. who count the votes.
Yeah.
And he had like a Jewish name for them. And then when it came out, it was three little Asian kids.
Yes. Which I think is funny.
I mean, guess. Yeah, I mean, I don't... That's a specific example. Even somebody at that level, what are you pushing forward?
Yeah.
So the joke was built around the names were Jewish, and then you brought three Asian kids out because we get it. Asians are good at math.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? Like, so what do you?
Not even so.
That's what the joke is, though.
Yeah.
What that joke was.
It's also funny to see children in suits and walking with briefcases and stuff too.
Yeah, it's great.
You're right. But it's like, at the same time, I mean, a joke is a joke. Like, anybody that knows a lot of Asian people, like, I didn't find that offensive just because, like, I mean, yeah, you're saying, like, Asian people are smart, but it's like, if you really know Asian people, they're not smarter than anybody. They just bust their balls. Like, they really work harder than anyone. So it's like, when I see that, I mean, I guess I see the simple part of it, sure, but also, too, I see, like, I don't know. I just didn't like. I didn't immediately think like he was being racist. I think he was poking fun at the inherent racism of that, but it's not denouncing their race. And it was a racially tense night too.
It was.
So you're gonna go for easy things that are shocking that still also make a solid.
But just talking about like whether I don't agree with it, but the idea of the whole point of the night is you want. Minorities, black people, to be nominated, to get different roles, to be represented, not in just the same sort of movies. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah.
That's what the movement of Oscar's So White.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I thought the people were just upset because there was no one black. I thought that he tried to spin it like, we should be upset that we aren't given the opportunities to get these roles, but I thought people were just upset that
yeah,
no one was not.
I think you're right. I think people were more upset at the surface of it, of just, no one black is here. But I think him, and I think most black people, honestly, if you really ask them, especially if they're in the arts, are like what you're saying, like him, like, no, this is a deeper thing. We're just not even given the opportunities to get in the running.
Okay, so you have this platform, and that's what he's presenting. And that's what he's trying to get across, his message. And then you're going to go with an easy,
Asian
cheap
joke
about Asian.
Yeah,
That's where I'm saying. That's just
saying,
in the framing of what this night should have been.
Yeah.
I think he was great as a host. I think the stuff they did, I think the mocks on the different movies were super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Morgan was like, overall, it was really well done. But that just, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with
yeah,
that. I'm just
yeah.
saying that was, I can see how people would see that and be like, what?
Yeah.
What'd we just do here?
Yeah, yeah, what was the point? Yeah, no, I get that. I think just, and this is coming from someone who, like, I do a lot of, like, racially, like, tense humor, I feel at least, you know what I mean? I have, like, weird jokes that if you didn't stay for the second half of the bit, you would think I was a racist or a misogynist. You know what I mean? So I feel like with that, I just kind of saw... I do that all the time, where I'll make a point, and then I'll just say something carelessly ignorant, because I'm laughing at the careless ignorance of the fact that people actually even think of that. You know what I mean? It's less about the fact that Asian children are good at math, and isn't that funny, and more about the fact that, can you believe people actually think that Asian children are better at math than other children?
And a lot of them do. And a lot of people
yeah.
won't even understand the irony because they're like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying,
bad.
Yeah.
But, and to go back a bit,
I think that's what he just went for. Because it was easy, but it's also just making fun of our perceptions of race and what we're capable of as people. You know? But I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I think things feel worse to me than they did as a kid. And, you know, I had things
really?
Like somebody drive by and scream the N-word at me and my friends as we were walking down the street.
Yeah.
So I had little moments where I knew racism was real.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, with the anonymity that the internet gives, and especially with Trump running and
yeah.
this underlying sense of anger amongst a lot of white people, I feel like it's very much more tangible in this
yeah.
day and age. And I get that a lot more people are racist than we probably... I almost got into it with a coworker because I made a statement basically saying, like, if you're rooting for Trump, you have to somewhat acknowledge that you're a racist because he's a racist. Yeah,
because of the things that he's saying. It's like, no, I think you're absolutely right. I hate when people just use that basic logic of, like, yeah, but when he gets in the office, he's not going to do that stuff. He's
right, and thank goodness so he can't through to the other branches of our government. Yeah. But if he could, we'd be looking at potentially another Hitler.
Yeah.
Because let's just say that he got the opportunity to question and thoroughly go through the backgrounds of anybody that he thought could be a terrorist, which, if we're putting a face on it, it's probably just a Muslim American.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somebody, the guy that I was arguing with at work, he was like, oh, well, I'm Irish, and if I was the president and we got into it with the IRA, is that the name of the... We got into it with them, I would want to block them from coming in, do a thorough check. And I was like, oh, would you want to check the Irish people who are already here? And he was like, yeah, maybe just have them come into some center where we can give a thorough background. I was like, would you hold them while you look through it? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, that feels a lot like what happened with the Japanese, like, camps.
Yeah.
It starts in a good place, and then next thing you know, somebody's screaming, my dad went there 3 weeks ago, and I haven't seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, here's my thing. As someone who's dealt with a lot of racism, I think things are probably in the best place that they've been before. Like, I come from a town that was a mostly white town, and I was, like, a very few black people. So, like, people would always, like, shit on me. I've gotten into multiple fights just because I was black. Mm. You know what I mean? I've dealt with that. So it's like, I come here, at least in New York, because I haven't traveled very much. I'm fucking poor. Like, you know, I haven't traveled very much, so I can't really see things in other parts of the country aside from social media. So, yes, that those things do look bad and stuff like that, but I'm used to people, like, literally, like, me being the only black person at a party, something goes missing for even a minute, and they're staring at me, or I'm being the only black person at a party, someone gets drunk, and they start saying nigger to me aggressively and are trying to fight me. And then you come here where everybody can just be what they want and do what they want. And, like, right now, it's almost confusing to me. It's almost made me feel uncomfortable for a long time. I'm just starting to get used to it now. Where it's like, no, things are in this place and things are in that place. And anybody who intermixes is, like, fine, but, you know, they better be careful for what they're asking for. You know what I mean? Whereas here, it's like, no one should have to live like that. You know what I mean? If you want to fuck with somebody, just fuck with somebody, and that's fine. You know? And that's what I prefer. So I think, personally, from my experience, it's the best it's ever been. But, no, I know what you're saying. On like, I mean, I feel like it's just, again, two sides coming to a head, man. We're living this whole other time now where, like, what people really hold dear is, well, not even what they hold dear, but it's like what they believe they hold dear, they think is being taken away from them. You know what I mean? There's all these new names for boogeymen now. Transgender, you know what I mean? Adult married gay couple, fucking, you know what I mean? Young black male who isn't a threat. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
To them, they're like, no, but these were all simple things. You know what I mean? Like, that dude, that man who became a woman, that's just a tranny. You know what I mean? These two gay people, they're just people who shouldn't exist, and they're living by a choice, and it's been wrong the whole time. You know what I mean? This young black male, he might be an executive, but he's a fucking hoodlum at the heart of it. And they, like, now that so much is changing, and it's happened so quickly, they're starting to, like, short-circuit almost, and, like, try to cling to any raft they can find.
But that's
Donald Trump is that raft.
But it's all, though, I feel like those are different things in the sense of seeing a black person or a minority and being like, they're all hoodlums or thieves or whatever you want to say, to saying a gay couple getting married, that's wrong. That the gay couple comes from a religious background.
Not always. You'd be surprised.
The idea of gay being a wrong.
Yeah, a wrong, yeah. No, that's true. Yeah.
Comes from a religious background.
That's true. But I know a lot of dudes who don't even believe in God for nothing and still just think it's gross.
Are they black?
No.
Hmm.
A good amount of white dudes, man.
Shocked.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Black people are very homophobic.
Yeah, we're still about 30 years behind.
Yeah.
I said that once on a podcast and the dude cut it out. Not black people. I was like, well, we minorities are very be very uncomfortable with gay.
Yeah.
Because like Hispanic ones are generally Hispanic Catholic.
And I said it and the dude was like, well, let's not say everybody. I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, done with this. Get out of this stupid city. I'm done with you.
I hate when people won't let you talk real about your own people.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been there since day one. Like, I know. Like, Jamaican people, incredibly homophobic. I have a lot of great family members, but they think that shit's gross. Like, if I was to bring a gay friend, they'd be nice to him. They'd let him eat food. But, you know, they let him eat food. But if one of them wanted a cigarette or something, and he gave him a cigarette or something, or was like, I'll bust you down on one, they might not smoke that cigarette because they're like, he has dicks on his mouth.
Be like, I've never even thought of that. Like, my head's never even thought. That's funny. I mean, it's weird.
I remember I went to a hookah bar with a gay dude, like, this is like 4 or 5 years ago, and he passed it from him to me, and there was a second where I was like,
Jesus.
But then I just did it anyway, because I was like, we were girls, so I'm like, they sucked it, who cares?
Yeah, unless he just came from the bathroom with dick fresh on his breath.
His lips.
Yeah. And I'd be like, oh man, have a Listerine strip first, but I don't know, I probably wouldn't even say anything. I'd probably just wipe it like I do anyway, because I'm like, I don't know where you've been, you could be sick.
I didn't say nothing to him, I didn't say anything, but like, that was like, and again too, I snapped out of it very quickly. But, yeah, man, I mean, people have those thoughts a lot of times, even people born here. But when you were born into a culture where that's very acceptable, you know what I mean? Like, it can be tough where you're like,
it's much better now. But I remember growing up in Puerto Rico, and I grew up in a small town. And I remember there was this beautiful house, like, you were driving down the road and you
just
would see
the gayest
it.
House you've ever seen.
And just gorgeous. And everybody called it the gay guy's house.
Oh, really?
They knew there were two gay dudes who lived in that house. And they're like, oh, that's the gay guy's house. Nobody ever saw them. I never knew who these dudes were. But everybody knew what, like, where are you driving by? Oh, I just passed the gay guy's house. Okay, cool. See you in 10 minutes. Yeah, they knew exactly where.
That's funny, dude. Very like short-sighted in that way, just with everything. I feel like, especially just coming from like immigrant culture, like, I know you're from Puerto Rico, but like, Tyler, is your family just like American black, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, they came from Flint. They claim to be religious, but they don't really go to church like that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are still kind of behind the times.
Yeah.
My sister and I, since we're younger, we understand. And maybe that's how some white people feel. They're like, I know that my dad and grandfather, they need to go in order for change to truly take place.
Yeah.
But I love them, so maybe one day something will snap.
Yeah.
But is it, maybe, I guess dads, yes, but I don't think, like, I feel like grandparents are far enough removed from the social,
yeah, where it's
everyday
like
stuff,
yeah,
where it's like that person, oh, they're just, oh, they're going to die racist.
Yeah.
What's scary is you're having, these are still younger
young kids,
people.
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah,
everybody says like, oh, these people need to die off for it to go away. It's like,
yeah,
no, whoever they raised,
yeah,
kind of stays, could be. Not, it doesn't, oh yeah, some people
yeah
are aware and people move
but
away,
some,
but there is still that group, like, well, you learned it from wherever,
yeah,
from the home you
yeah
were.
You think white genocide is a thing?
I think it's harder to raise like
a
kid to be a racist in a city like New York, where they come out of your house and they're around everyone and everything, and they kind of have to associate, and then maybe they realize like, oh, my parents are a little messed up.
It's in
the backwoods of Kentucky, maybe not, because they're not around all the trans and everything else that we eat.
Yeah.
It's it's not my joke. Somebody has the joke where it's like, it's easy not to be racist when you only live around one group of people.
Yeah.
So when there are no blacks and no Hispanics, there's no, yeah, nobody's racist, because you don't interact.
You
don't interact. You're like, this is great. Yeah, I love them. hours away.
Yeah.
And they're dope fucking in another state. That's awesome. Yeah, they're so nice.
No, it's true, man. I don't know, like, I feel like also that's why it's getting harder and harder and harder for, like, American society to shit on black people or to have it be acceptable that, like, black is lesser than. Because for so long now, we've been associated with, like, the cool trend, you know what I mean? Like, now rock and roll isn't the primary source of music.
Agreed.
Hip-hop is. It really is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's built everything. So it's like, you know, if a kid was raised in the 80s or something, he might have liked, you know, he might have been like cool to black people or didn't care about them or something. But his dad says something about them, you know what I mean? And like you said, he's thousands of miles away from any of them. And it kind of just sticks in his head. And now he's living in New York City and he clutches his bag, you know what I mean, when a black dude walks by. But it's like, now you have a kid who's 10 years old living in 2016 and fucking Fetty Wap is his idol. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan is the best basketball player who ever lived. Steph Curry's the shit, is mad cool and popular. You know what I mean? Like,
but like, I work with one specific engineer because he's like really down to earth, listens to mixtapes, rap music, can quote all that stuff to you, knows all about the culture. Yet still, he is of the belief, A, he's voting for Trump. B, he associates us with, oh, well, you guys must not really care about yourselves because you're killing each other all the time. He's like one of those people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he loves the culture. I don't think he tries to appropriate because he doesn't dress in any kind of way that right now you would say, oh, he's very stylish or anything like that. Yeah, yeah. But he's still got his reasons as to why he sees other cultures and ours differently.
But again, when I say this, I'm talking about like kids who are like not even close to being able to drive yet. I'm talking about kids who are in like elementary school and like middle school. Like, there's going to be a point in our society where you can't tell them that someone who's black or brown is inherently bad. Do you know what I mean? Because they're like, first off, I know, I see all these people and they're awesome and they're cool. I see them on TV, I see them in music, I see them doing everything that I would ever want to do. They're telling me that I'm awesome, because that's what happens when you listen to hip-hop. And then also too, I mean, you like, more and more, the way black people have been going just in these last couple of years of actually really striving to do more in film and do more in stuff, to have like more of an in-depth look in ourselves and who we are as people, I think that's going to prevent the just inherent bullshit ignorance of, yeah, they're all thieves, or, ah, well, who gives a fuck, because they're all killing themselves. Once you start to, there's, like, white kids are getting acquainted with black people on such a level now that they're almost feeling that it's like, they're almost feeling like it's their friend. It's like Tupac, like, they don't give a fuck about us, you know what I mean?
Right, but you can hear a song and understand
it. One day I'll rise, a hero in
that
children's
doesn't
eyes.
Change the fact us, that, like, if you're looking at statistics, we're still down there. And if we stay down there, unless something happens, like, it somehow becomes more affordable for kids in a very rural area to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cycle. Absolutely. Something very big, the government-wide almost, has to happen in order to break it, because a lot of these people are stuck. They're in a bad neighborhood, and drugs, crime, whatever, is the only way that they can try to get by, or they're stuck in the loop of welfare and public assistance and all this and that. And that's going to continue to give kids, even when their parents make some snide remark like, yeah, all black people are just on public assistance. And they'll look and they'll go, I mean, that may be right. And it's not, but it's perception.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I like statistically. Now you're right. I mean, we are still on the lower rung and stuff like that. But at the same time, I just feel like one thing that's changing in these last couple of years, and it kind of started out with, I mean, kind of Kanye a little bit too, is that like after he kind of came out, black people were almost all right with dreaming again. Do you know what I mean? Like having like real aspirations. Like before, if you're gonna become a rapper, it was like, oh, I'm all about this street money, but this rap money came in so hot, I just got to take this rap money. You know what I mean? Then he came along and it was like, no, what do you really believe? What type of, like, what are your full-on aspirations? And then now, a lot of that street stuff is gone, you know what I mean? And the emotional rap, the dream stuff is kicking in a lot more. And just like you're saying with, I'm sorry.
But is it gone? Or is it that it made a crossover?
I'm not saying it's gone. I'm just saying it's lesser than what it used to be. And I feel like it's a long trickle down.
But you look at somebody, and this is just music, I guess we're getting into now. Like, you look at somebody like Drake.
Yeah.
How much is Drake made fun of in around with minorities?
That's true.
For being what people call emo, or for being a soft, for not being what you're supposed to be as a rapper.
But he's nobody fucks with.
But it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. If it's changing, it shouldn't matter that he's the softest.
Right.
No. If it's changing, it'll still matter if he's the softest. When things are changed, it won't matter at all. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, in the process, in the progress of that, he's still gonna be the whipping boy for emotion. But you can talk to people about Cudi, and they might say they don't really like it or they don't really fuck with it, but they're not judging him for being vulnerable.
But Cudi also comes off as
the cool
because it's the drugs.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk about pushing them, but he's clearly a big fan of having them around.
Yeah.
Like that's a like so Cudi, it feels like people just put him in his own little.
That's true.
That dude's just out there. Like,
but if he went to a really rough spot and tried to play. Maybe even Chance. I like Chance. But if you went to a really rough spot, not in Chicago, and tried to play one of those guys, they would probably be like, turn that shit off, man.
Yeah, no, they would be. Aside from Drake, because the hood actually likes Drake now.
Do they?
They fuck with Drake pretty hard.
It's about time. The rest of the world was on board. Jesus Christ.
The hood is, he has the hood back right now. I don't know. That would be executed Meek.
Yeah.
The town square.
Thank goodness. He still won't say anything to Kendrick, though. Kendrick has called him out several times and silence.
But then again, if you listen to, like, because I.
Homie?
What?
Floyd doesn't fight heavyweights. Yeah. Floyd fucking fights people. Floyd does gonna. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Well pointed.
Plus, Kendrick did, like, a song on Drake's album.
Yeah.
Like, rapped about how awesome it was to meet Drake for the first time. And how he inspired him to chase his dreams. A lot of people don't know that because they don't listen to any of Drake's actual.
Oh, it was on his second one. Right after that, when he had his BET cipher, though, he said, "Nothing's been the same ever since I dropped Control and tucked a sensitive rapper back in his pajama club." He's come at him several times.
Yes, but
you're right. He shouldn't because he would lose. And I honestly thought he would lose to Meek.
I was wrong. I thought he
embarrassed him.
Yeah.
I thought he would lose to him in the fact of, like, people wanting an excuse not to like Drake.
Yeah, you know that. I mean? But that's how bad the beating was.
Yeah, like Meek
was already, people were hoping he'd win. That's how embarrassing the beating was.
It was an ass whooping, dude.
And he had legitimate facts, like, oh, he doesn't write his own stuff. Okay, then he hits you with a song, a soft diss song.
The first one.
Said nothing. Yeah, I like the first one, the more I've listened to it.
Yeah.
He should have come right back. Instead, he gave him the opportunity to do two, and then no one cared anymore. Like, he lost.
Supposedly, there was a trilogy, and he just never dropped a third one.
Summer 16 is my jam.
Summer 16, that's good. I don't know, it's just like, I respect the motherfucker, because first off, when it comes to hip hop, or anything really, I like people who like the public acts like they don't fuck with them, but they can't resist them. You know what I mean? I love people like that. So everybody acts like they hate Drake, but you know, he comes on and they're bumping him, they're dancing.
The best. He's the best.
He is. I hate him singing, and I will shout that from the mountaintops.
He's so good.
He's a terrible singer. He's got Rihanna and Ashanti disease.
Yeah.
Same note every time.
He can't sing. He can carry a tune. That's it. He can't actually sing.
Yeah. Did he go to art fun. To like an art school?
I don't think so.
He dropped out of high school at 14.
And he just became an actor?
Yeah.
Started stacking paper
all day, every day.
I'm gonna have to look into this. I think he took some private classes somewhere as some sort of performance.
Yeah. Guys, beast. I don't know, man. But same thing with Kanye. Like, people always love to like put out how he's an asshole or anything. It's like, I just love that. I love when people openly hate somebody, but they can't stop listening to what the person creates or watching what the person.
But we also don't like. It's a weird thing because normally we're fine with rappers being like
braggadocious.
We don't like it when Kanye does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
people,
it's the same thing, but it's not the same.
It's the idea of I think people. Nobody wants to see Michael Jordan say I'm the best that's ever while I'm doing it. I think once it's removed, people look back and be like, God damn, Kanye was.
I think,
but we don't want to hear Kanye say Kanye's the greatest thing
I think there's a little presence bit of music. I kind of agree with what you're saying, but I almost disagree in a way because I feel like it also, because if you notice, it happens to a lot of the soft rappers that this shit happens to a lot of times. And I feel like with a softer rapper, people just start thinking that they can do what he does. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of people, like with Drake, they always come down like his music or anything. And they're like, yeah, his shit's like easy. It's like simple. Like, anyone can like do it. You know what I mean? And then they hear someone like Beanie Siegel and they're like, oh, well, you know, whatever. You know, I think they're more accessible people. You
know what I mean? But I mean, can we clear Kanye's in a different?
Yeah, no.
Even though Kanye Drake is a big up there, Kanye is in a different sort.
Look at Kanye in a Prince type.
He's in a years from now, when he's like 80, they're gonna have him at a Super Bowl halftime show doing an old song. You know, it's like one of those.
There's just something about how. There's something people don't seem to enjoy about that he really does believe he's one of the most exceptional people to walk this earth.
It began when he threw a tantrum at the Grammys, but I feel like that humanizes you because everybody wants to play it all political, like, oh, like, you know, it's just an honor to be nominated, and he's the one dude who's like, are you kidding me, man? I just gave you late registration and you give the album of the year to somebody else. I love it. I love everything about it.
I think it shows actual fucking soul, because you know what it is? Kanye, he doesn't believe that he's the best. That's literally all it is. That's why he's constantly saying he's the best. I used to do it all the time. I used to constantly, like, just, like, when people would not say, like, literally I'm the best, but...
No, I mean, you like, think he doesn't believe he's the greatest? Like,
nah, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't have... He has an ego. He doesn't have true confidence. Jay-Z has true confidence. Jay-Z, you can tell that when he was a young kid, he looked around, you know what I mean? It's like, these niggas ain't shit. Like, I'm gonna be bigger than this. Like, what is this? Like, Kanye West, he's insecure. He doesn't. He's living, like... I've heard it on different podcasts, too, and people are saying this, like, all his albums are, like his, at least his latest albums are, like, manic episodes. And you notice it with his Twitter, too. It's a lot of just, like, random shit. He's freaking out, dude. You know what I mean? Like, he has
a lot of artists are tortured.
Himself.
Yeah, now, he's tortured. I think, and we disagree on what he believes. I believe him when he says, I'm Michelangelo, I'm, you know, Picasso. And I think he is. I think that he is doing something that everybody who hates him when he's old is going to look back and show appreciation for. He sees it now.
He sees
the artistry. He put on an album listening party at Madison Square Garden and shut down the internet because over 20 million people were trying to listen.
That is some
next level type stuff.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And then he held his art like, maybe I'll give it to you. Maybe I won't. Okay, it's on title.
And he didn't even perform.
Yeah.
Which is what's a crazy. Yeah. People tuned in just to hear it play off a laptop through their laptop.
Yeah.
He didn't perform.
Yeah. Guys, alright, I did a whole last episode dedicated to Kanye, so I can't say too deep on him. We already had an hour and a half with Momo Pooja on it. But all right, yeah. Back to the first question I wanted to ask you, Roa. With all the things changing, how are your parents doing with that? How are they adapting to the changes of, I guess, American society? Or, I mean, yeah, Puerto Rico, that's American territory, right?
Yeah, I mean, but there's no, like...
there's no...
I mean, it is...
Your young black males getting...
Yeah, I mean, no, stuff. I mean, there's, like... I mean, I'm guessing they're fine with most stuff. Like, I barely catch them, like, slipping on some stuff. Like, it's not like...
If you did, what would you do?
I don't know if I would say... I remember, like...
Put the toaster right
to I don't head. Think I would say something. I remember, like, the only time I've ever... Like, my grandfather was, like... I saw him once, like, come out being like, oh, you're fucking old school. Like, you're on some old school fucking racist shit, homie. Like, you're on... Like, my cousin married... his current wife is Dominican.
Okay.
From it's here. Right. Dominican. And they went back to visit...
Black?
To
like, she black
no, she's like... My tone, okay. Whatever color this is. Whatever that is. And the first time he brought her over...
Summer.
Yeah. Pretty close to a Coors original color. Yeah. he brought... My cousin brought his girlfriend at the time over to Puerto Rico to meet the whole family. And my grandfather was loving her the whole time. And then, like, we were sitting outside in the, like, balcony. And he happens to go, I'm like, oh, what are your parents? And she says something in Dominican. And my grandfather goes, it's like, motherfucker, you're in an island too. They're next to us. You're not better than the two just people from islands. You're not. He said that like he lived in D.C. in the White House. He was like, oh my God, how could they? But my parents are fine. But it's also a different thing because they live in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So it's that same sort of thing.
Distance. Yes.
You don't. Well, that doesn't affect like their struggle is just poverty in general. Mm-hmm. If the island is broke, there's no fucking money there.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't. This idea of like of police brutality isn't a thing because the police are Puerto Rican.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is fucking Bob, who's the captain.
Yes.
Bob, like that's it. Okay, so yeah. Everybody, yeah, yeah. It's there's a lot of people in the island, but it's like
yeah,
you everybody knows somehow to know somebody who like
yeah, yeah. So if there was police brutality on someone's side, it's like
and
these
it was,
two people might have just not liked.
And
each
in
other.
Puerto Rico, it was never like. At least for me growing up, skin color wasn't a thing. Like it wasn't because you can have like really dark. Because you can have, but you can have really dark skinned Puerto Ricans. You can have very fair skin.
But they never treated the fair skinned Puerto Ricans better.
No, because they're all Puerto Rican.
That's weird because
there is
lot,
no
I'm
like
a lot of
what
Hispanic people who like,
I mean,
will cut those. Like,
but I mean that. But it's a different like Puerto Ricans who grew up in New York. It's a totally different.
Well, yeah, I'm
thing.
Talking about like mainland Puerto Rico.
From yeah,
yeah,
I mean we. I never had like I never like that yeah. To me wasn't a different like
really.
And but it was also like I've had to like we would just call my friend Black Dude. But it wasn't meant,
and
never, and like a, that's like
yeah,
we were like,
it was a
and he'd be
and
like
hey, yeah.
And like that was, it. But like, it was yeah, I nobody ever looked at it being like that person's less
yeah,
than
yeah,
it was
yeah.
Like, well he's black,
yeah,
he's a dude.
Yeah.
That's like that was just like what you said like
yeah.
Growing up, so like I've like talked to people now, and I've like had to like be aware of like sometimes being like because if you hear it, you're gonna be like, well, why is?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, Jed. That's just because how he came out.
No, you're right.
I don't know how to, like,
there can
tell
be,
you why.
There can be a certain inherent racism in a place that was, like, that's placed in, like, a lack of racism. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when people aren't around other people, or if they're in a place where, like, no one really addresses anyone's difference, or they don't notice the difference. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a place like that where
yeah,
you're
I mean,
darker, you called him Black Dude, that wasn't racist. Because you didn't look at him as lower.
There was never any.
There was no context.
Yeah, there was never. It was never malicious. There was never
yeah.
Like, you fucking.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
never
yeah.
Like that. So it was like.
So sometimes, yeah, it's funny.
So
yeah.
Now it's like. for them, it's just, it's fine. They're like, they're, everybody's, I think the idea, more accepting of, gay homosexuals in general. I don't live there. I don't know what the transgender, how it's a tricky thing because it's very, the whole island is very religious. It's heavy on religion. But now that they're broke,
they're like, fuck.
They're like, now we just need money. It's okay. When I was there a few weeks ago, I guess they're about to start passing, they're about to try to start passing medical marijuana.
Nice.
And the government bought a bunch of land in anticipation for when it.
Brilliant.
So, but it's a very, like, oh, they're this crazy Catholic upbringing.
Now
shit's getting rough.
Yeah, shit's getting
rough. I mean, weed's not that bad, right? God never says weed. He never uses that word. So I think it's like, cool, right? So it's a very interesting thing to see, like, how this was so frowned upon when I was growing up.
Yeah.
To now being like, oh, the government owns all the weed.
Yeah.
The government just has all the weed now.
Well, it's like, you know, like, money's money, man. Like,
It's a very...
Yeah.
So I think there... I don't think the issue is just now with poverty, with the island being so poor, that the social issues don't seem to be...
Yeah, well...
Puerto Rico.
Because, like, most of our social issues, if not all, are really just a symptom of chronic poverty. Wherever you go, any place where they hate on a certain type of person or this, that, and the third, it's all based on poverty. The reason people, like, really, really hate them or they still have, like, the energy to, like, hate these people is because they're going through the stress of their life, not knowing where their next meal is going to come from or how they're going to pay for this. And then they have these other people who might be, like, in their mind, stealing their jobs or, you know what I mean, you know, causing more trouble, you know what I mean, when they're stressed out and everything. And that all, like, builds off. That might be actually the main gift for America. Like, if we really just try to tackle poverty, which I know is such a hard thing, you know, because we're also spread out. It's such a huge country.
But we give that, but that leaves billions of dollars a year to other countries, and I'm like, how can you loan your neighbor money when you're getting foreclosed on?
Yeah.
Like, we should fix our stuff.
There's so much shit, and it's just.
And but it's also, one of those things that's like, are they giving money? Is there money being exchanged, or is it? I'll cover the debt if they somehow don't.
Yeah.
It's probably closer to that. Meanwhile, China sits back and watches everything.
China's on top of it, then.
One day.
China offered to forgive, like, a portion of the U.S. debt if they gave them Puerto Rico.
Because we're not going to get it. We're never going to pay them back. They're going to have to hope we want to annex some stuff to
something,
them.
Like.
Yeah.
Because it's like, eventually it's going to come
doesn't exist.
Do you have my money? I don't. And what are you going to do about that? And we're going to go, well, our military is bigger than yours. So
are we going to,
nothing. Yeah. And then China's going to have Russia and some other people behind it. Like, well, now we have a problem.
Which it won't, because Russia, they have bad ties, man. Russia and China.
They do. I'm thinking of, like, every communist nation.
Secret agents.
No, but I'm like, you, all of our enemies would have to come together. I don't know if that would be the cause of, like, World War III, but I'm like, eventually it's not going to be cool for us to just owe them trillions of dollars.
It's not. It's gonna get real.
The U.S. is on some Debo shit.
Yeah,
it's just it's right now. I got it. I got it. I'm taking it. What
you
are you gonna
where
do?
I am. If you want your money, come talk to me.
I don't give a fuck if your grandma bought you that change. You're not getting it back, bro. Not getting it back. I don't know, man. This country's in a weird fucking place, man. A lot of I always said this is kind of like the new '60s, a little bit, you know. A lot of things are getting, like, more accepted. A lot of things are changing, you know what I mean? You know, we're not really out of the war. We're still in conflicts everywhere. If anything, we're more spread out everywhere. If
we elect a Republican, we're going right back into war, man.
Which will be great.
No. Because during their administrations, which have been 8 years since I was a child, things are terrible.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get better until a Democrat comes back in office. Now, that could just be coincidence. Maybe if we elect two Republicans and have 16 years of that in a row, the last eight will be good. But I remember how expensive gas was. Now, that didn't necessarily have to do with the war, but still, we were winning, and we're winning in countries that have oil, yet somehow gas is more expensive. As an ignorant person, that didn't make sense
to me. Yeah, but it's like, now there's a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more factors. The white dude I work with clued me into some of them, and I tried my best to listen, even though I wanted to be like, nope, nope, nope.
Things are better now that we found like oil and stuff in like Alaska. There's like a big like oil out there.
We can move away from oil, at least for our cars. Yeah. I can't wait for the self-driving car.
That's what I think is happening with
that'd be great.
Middle East
2020.
No more DUIs.
Hell yeah. And no more rubbernecking.
What?
The whole like self-driving car is just the like. I feel like I don't know. Society is just like making us weaker and weaker by the day. With
hell
less
no,
skills,
man. That's the leading thing that kills us.
Does it look like Oprah's weaker? She probably doesn't drive anywhere.
I mean,
let Oprah do it.
There's an apocalypse, and she is dead in like a matter of
Yes, so am I, and I drive every day. It doesn't matter. I think
you look scrappy to me, man. You can handle this. You can peel out.
It might be helping the weak ones in the way of like medicine keeping people alive that would have died hundreds of years ago, but the leading cause of deaths in the United States is car related, and the first Google self-driven car was at fault like within the last few weeks.
Out of
seven accidents, and it hit the bus at like
five
miles an hour, something real small.
So
that's the first time they were at fault, and it was a nothing kind of impact. Think about what that could do for us.
Put more people on this planet that...
More friends wouldn't die that you thought would be here. They'd have died from something like catching their wife cheating and then stabbing everybody.
Yeah, right. Or, I don't know, it's more people in the country. Why do we need that? And then it's just like... And it's just... Driving's a skill, and it's like... I honestly haven't driven in like 2 years. Because I've been living out here. But it's like... It's something that I still like to do. And then I feel like it would just be...
But I'm not... I'm saying you have the option.
Of course.
Not
but,
in the Google car.
But that's...
Well, I'm not buying Google.
Yeah, but he's like, not in that goddamn Google car. Don't want to fuck that motherfucker. But it's like... It's crazy to think that like two generations from now, that's probably how everybody's going to be driving. And then like, let's say something does go down where everything stops. They're just not going to know how to... having it around by themselves, like...
Well, can you drive a stick?
A little bit. It can clunk around.
I was taught on a stick. I can do it if I need to, but you don't need to. And I feel like driving will be the same way.
Yeah. But then they'll just, like, look the same, too. I have a feeling they're all gonna, like... It's not gonna be...
The cars,
like,
you mean?
Yeah, they're all gonna
be because
like, stock shitty models, and then you're gonna have, like, the luxury... model that looks like insane.
No, because
like
each company will still like the electric car started with that Honda.
True.
Fucking CRV was it or whatever?
CRX.
CRX. That was the first. That was the first like electric car that was out, and it was like a Honda little hatchback, like sort of like a Civic.
Oh, wait, maybe you mean the Insight?
There was that, but there
was like
a
great.
It was a no. I remember. Oh. Well, I've seen the red one.
Dude,
I don't know.
Electric cars.
It was a Honda. It was a Honda.
I love my Prius, man.
It was a Honda, then Toyota had the Prius.
And now,
you have like
trucks,
Lincoln. Like, so each company will still make their own model of it. We're not just gonna be driving the same fucking two door.
I don't know. It just feels like.
But think about what you could do if you want
to
be
closer to like this dystopian future.
If you want to be stylish and you're afraid they'll all look the same, maybe in like 30 years you'll be able to like customize. Same way you do with the wallpaper on your computer. You're like, I want this. Maybe you'll be able to do that on your car. Like, it's Dark Knight themed this week.
Yeah.
Eraser got it really close.
I didn't see that.
You never saw Eraser?
NASCAR?
No. Eraser?
No.
The movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I
wish I knew the year. Google, whatever. all for you listening.
Thanks.
Google Eraser. in the movie, he doesn't drive.
Really? Well, they've had that a couple of months.
But this isn't, but that's like crazy in the future. Eraser wasn't.
Oh,
in like some insane futuristic. Yeah. It was still it's regular like roads. Yeah, it was like 20. It was like 2030 or something like that. Like yeah. they were on it. They knew.
No, that's true. That's what I feel like when I watch what's that fucking movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis?
Looper.
500 Days of Summer.
That's what started this whole
Bruce
thing.
Bruce Willis is great in that.
Movie's yeah. great. Looper. Yeah, Looper's a fun one.
No, it's a fun one, but that's how I feel like the future's going to be for the most part. Like, it's not going to be insane like how we think about it, like flying cars, it were. Not until like, you know, we'll 500 years in the future if humanity survives.
But we're going to have the self-lacing Nikes, and I think that
we're
going to
have small
enough.
Stuff like that. We're still going to have roads.
None of those movies had smartphones, did they?
I don't think so.
Because I think that's huge.
Nobody knew what that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was something like... Because that hadn't even been...
If anything, they had computers in cars.
That's the thing. You see the computer in the car. They couldn't think far enough to create something. They're like, we have cars. What if somebody? What if nobody drives the car? We have the car ready, but we couldn't come up with an idea. Be like, so listen to me. It's in your pocket. A telephone, but like small, and like
go on.
But the internet. Almost what's there. I'll tell you what the satellites. So there's satellites.
Now you got me.
Naked photos. So we got naked photos. A phone number.
America, I think you just got your next funny Hispanic guy.
That was it.
Costello Alonso. Michael Pena, get the fuck out the way.
I just realized while he was describing that, I was like, oh shit, they have Wi-Fi in cars now. That blows me away.
They're going to, instead of all the telephone poles and stuff, or not telephone poles, telephone booths, they're going to put up Wi-Fi stations.
Where?
They've been building them throughout Manhattan.
Telephone.
Like,
payphones?
Yeah.
They're taking those out and putting in Wi-Fi?
Yeah, oh, like, I'm down.
Like a hotspot?
Yeah, like hotspots.
That's awesome.
So now you're going to have Wi-Fi everywhere you go.
But it would suck in, like, Times Square where there's a million people around and you're like, okay, so I have no service here. Wi-Fi off.
That's true, yeah. But at the same time, I mean, like...
I never use Wi-Fi.
As broke as me, I use Wi-Fi all the time.
I got some...
I'm so broke.
I got some old shit unlimited, dude.
You what?
I got some old, like, unlimited plan. I fucking...
Golden members.
Dude, yeah. I've refused to let Sprint off the hook with Wi-Fi. Like, I'm using every 4G you can give me, dude. I'm streaming shit I don't even want to see. I'm just letting it play. I was like, what are you going to do? You're idiots. You should have figured this out earlier.
I'm one of those people who came in after that. So, like, Sprint was just robbing me for so long. Now I'm at T-Mobile. It's pretty good.
T-Mobile is good. Their customer service was incredible. I hated to leave, but they didn't sell iPhones back when I had to leave. And I was like, I love you guys, but I gotta go.
But yeah, you gotta dip out. Yeah, now they're fun. I don't know. They're like
your phone company's fun?
You get rabbit emails from T-Mobile.
They're like
the Chuck E.
Cheese. They're like, they're just like, you walk in, everything's like pink and like pleasant. And you're like, what is this? You guys act like you don't even want my money.
Welcome, Phil. How the fuck do you know Jerry?
Hey, Philly! Everybody comes out.
Yeah, man. I just went in there and paid my bill today. And, like, you know how when you pay your bill, you feel like a part of you is just like drained. You're like, like I gave you a piece of my soul right there. You know,
work
this
hard
time
for
it
your
didn't
money.
Feel like that. It's just like, oh yeah. See you guys next month. You
know? We get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Cheers or something. You guys get the bit.
I saw Cheers when I was a child in the 80s. I'm old. Okay. I might be older
this
than everybody
here.
Oh, well, Cheers is on Netflix. I thought it was a really old reference. I was like, nobody knows
Cheers is an old reference.
No, I was young. I had a hat. I was like, what? I don't know what. Thank you for the, like, fact of
Our 30s demographic is going to appreciate the last 3 minutes of banter. They're really jump on.
What?
I love Cheers. I don't know.
Did you watch Cheers? On Nick at Night?
Mostly, yeah. That's where I watched
it. So he's talking about, watching it every Tuesday or whatever that night was.
Night Court? What you know about
No, I didn't either. But I'm not going to shit on him because he's old. Like, I get it. Whatever the day was. I don't even really remember Frasier. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot. Like, when it was on air.
I barely watched, but...
I love it now.
Really?
Lifetime.
A full episode.
It's great.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer is silently just killing stuff.
Kelsey Grammer for so long has been like,
yeah,
just shows up and does some shit. And you're like, yeah, Kelsey, you got it, dude.
And he gave us, oh, John Lithgow is the man. True.
Those are twins, like Keira Knightley and Natalie Portman. You're like, which one of you is which?
That's racist. I was discussing Kelsey Grammer the other day because if a white man makes black entertainment, let's say Girlfriends,
which
people generally are like, oh, this white person making all his money off our stuff. However, when a black person makes something like, let's say, Tyler Perry, then people will still shit on him. Like, oh, you're cooning and you're selling us this and that. And it's like, there is no way to please. I'm sure the women who starred in Girlfriends loved it.
It's more of a way to, I mean, there's...
But was Girlfriends looked at... I never saw it, so... Was Girlfriends looked at as, like...
I knew people who liked Girlfriends.
An Uncle Tom type sitcom?
Not necessarily, but people, when they found out Kelsey Grammer
executive producer on that show.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he's also the fucking executive producer on The Game.
Right. Yeah. He loves black culture.
Dude.
He does.
He like... Kelsey Grammer's killing it, dude.
He
like,
hit me up with a roll.
I love The Game.
I love it. Don't tell me you directed Little Man, too.
I mean... But there's no way to win, man.
I don't know. I mean, I think there is. You just have to be black and make good black shit. Like, you're talking about, like, a white dude doing black shit, or, like, a black dude doing shitty, shitty black shit. I mean, there's...
Do you know two films that F. Gary Gray has directed?
I don't even know who the fuck that is, bro.
See? Now, he directed Creed. He directed...
Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
I know the guy Ryan...
And he's made a lot of good stuff. He's directing Black Panther.
Okay, I thought that was Ryan something who was directing Black Panther and made Creed.
Oh shit, no, I'm sorry.
Ryan some shit.
Not Creed. I watched this movie last night.
Yeah. What?
You don't even know.
Yes, no, I do know, because I saw
each other all the fucking
You guys
time.
Knock each other down.
Like, now it's bothering.
I know everything John Leguizamo's ever
done. Law-abiding citizen.
I know every shit he's done. We got that on point.
Dare talk about John Leguizamo that way. I love Empire and everything else he did.
This nigga has a pico.
The pest. No, it was a law-abiding citizen, but he also directed
Jamie Foxx one.
Compton. Jamie Foxx, Gerard Butler, movie.
Straight Outta Compton was the one that I was thinking.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I know, what is it? The dude's name is Ryan, like, Connor. It's something very average. Yeah. He did Creed and he's doing Black Panther, but nah, I didn't know that dude had done those movies.
And he's giving us good stuff.
Yeah, now that's great.
But no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. But those movies, they have had good people in them, but they haven't been like bad. Like, well, those movies haven't really been in your face. Like, when Law Abiding Citizen came out, I remember, because I used to be a big, like, movie person back then, especially. I remember the commercials. Like, they were small, you didn't really see much of them. And I only saw the movie until it came out on, like, Stars or some shit. You know what I mean? It looked good, but it wasn't anything that, like, pulled my eye. And then you have Straight Outta Compton, which, obviously, from all the reviews of it, from the people who saw it, obviously is a great movie, but that's a foot-in-the-door movie of, okay,
have you seen Law Abiding Citizen?
I have seen Law Abiding
Citizen. Oh, okay. I was like, that shit was, like, a
fire. Yeah. That shit was fire, bro. But it wasn't fire in the public eye. You know what I mean?
Might be right there.
You know?
I think you can make an argument that television is more relevant than movies.
TV is now.
Because they're in your week or your house every week.
And you keep producing. Yeah. So, like, it's not just Straight Outta Compton was something people talked about for a window of, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. Now it's gone from. And we know it exists. But it's gone.
We're not talking about
something anymore. Like Selma was in your window for this amount of time. We're done with it. Like, create, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's something about television is where you produce weekly. So that's why, like, somebody like having the fact that Kelsey Grammer did these things. Because it's a weekly.
I can't believe Kelsey Grammer did.
He's on that fucking, dude. All you want is that syndication.
Yeah.
You fucking, that's all you
got also, it with both of those.
Also, people don't know that, too.
I know the game. I mean, the game was taken off, and the reruns did so well on BET.
Yeah,
BET was the one who brought it back.
But, I mean, again, too, people don't know that, that, like, a lot, not all executive producers, but a lot of executive producers are just the funding
for of course.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Are just
so, investing. Yeah, some it wasn't like actually, Kelsey was writing these
you
shows.
Know what I mean? So, I think some people, make possibly black people, don't know too much about it. They see his name and they're like,
and
oh,
assume
it's like, nah,
he's writing
made.
Casting.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, and it's like,
and it's
nah,
also like,
not,
who, like, if I came, if I yes. had a project I liked, like, if I had a white dude whose his name is already going to carry weight, his name yeah. is probably what gets this show initially greenlit.
Yeah, exactly.
That person's gonna give me money. It's like, oh, you're not white dudes making money off black people. Yeah, so we're
yeah.
black people making money off of.
Yeah.
So are we.
And
whoever's
we
working on the
money
show,
off black people
all these that. Everybody, but any just black people, like any
yeah.
whoever's working on the
yeah.
show is
white
making
make money.
Money
off of everyone.
Like, why do we know Rashida?
The women,
what's her name?
Everybody.
Jones?
No, not Rashida Jones. Who's the skinny girl with the big hair in Girlfriends?
Oh.
Monique?
No, Monique's in it though, right?
Wait, which one? No.
Nah, Monique was in the Parkers.
Yeah.
In the Parkers.
She was executive producer.
With the big hair, you talking about?
That was Michael Keaton.
You talking about Diana Ross's daughter?
No, no, no.
Okay,
I was like,
you
know, you talking about Diana Ross's daughter?
I was like, Batman? You tell me Batman?
She had like a big hair thing.
Who were the girls
and
girlfriends?
I know the chick with the big hair though. I remember.
Diana Ross's daughter who's on Blackish now.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that was Diana Ross's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that was her daughter.
Yeah.
She was in ATL and everything too. She was in Kanye's workout plan video.
Oh wow!
I'm not familiar with that.
Light skin. She's the mom in Blackish, right?
Yeah.
She was in Kanye's workout video.
Okay.
Her brother was in ATL.
Yeah, and if you see her next to her mom, they look very
they
similar.
Look very like.
Yeah.
Tracee Ellis Ross.
That's it.
Tracee Ellis. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she's been in some shit.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Things are changing. Fucking the Nerdist podcast just had Angela Bassett on. They would have never had Angela Bassett on like 2 years ago. Like the fuck, you know what I mean? So I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean,
shit is going
good for Angela.
Yeah, I guess so. You don't have to be so elitist. I don't
know. No, because it's the same sort of thing. Because it's the same sort of thing of like. Cool, Angela Bassett. Like,
will you ever
I don't
be
know.
Satisfied
yeah, no, life? I'll be satisfied when it's like
will you ever
really when they're like
all the way
when head? They when it's like give
Megan
me somebody
Good.
Who's relevant.
Megan Good.
Yeah, we have somebody Megan Good, and
yeah.
like oh Megan Good just did this crazy
That's
special
true.
On something. They're like
have her on though. Her titties are too distracting.
And well, see what I mean? This is why we can't.
Have you seen the pictures? I mean, those titties are. Can't put that on a podcast.
Married a pastor.
I don't know. Gabrielle Union? No, she's kind of old by now.
She is, and she's a groupie. Like, she got with Dwayne Wade. I just lost all respect for that. Because I was like, you had money, and you chose to be some basketball groupie? That's
what if
not...
she just likes him just for...
Nah.
She signed
no,
the prenup.
No.
She can't.
No,
I love
no,
her though.
Cannot.
I love her because she signed the prenup.
As she should.
And they asked her about the first divorce. And that's after she had a prenup, and she quoted Drake. He wasn't in the gym shooting shots with me. They're like, ah, get it, G. Get it, Union. You're out there, dude. That shit's fucking dope.
That's true, man. I don't know. What do you guys think about that type of shit? Like, the marriage shit? Like, if you're, like, famous, you make a bunch of money, you get divorced and everything. Like,
what about
you have to, like, pay... all this money to a certain person. I mean, like, usually it's a woman, but if she's married, she makes an extreme amount of money. She has to pay it to a man, too.
I would sign a prenup.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it's hard to say,
especially
though.
When you...
if I was on that plane on 9/11, believe me.
So
well,
I had
no,
a...
Because it's only the money that they made before you that you're signing the prenup for. Any money that they make while you're together, you still get half of. You're saying I'm
not really?
Entitled
yeah.
to any of their money that they had before we got
so
married.
I just, yeah.
Oh.
But I just had a family member who, she's a pharmacist.
Yeah.
Bought like a crazy condo, all this stuff, and they were engaged, but she bought it before,
yeah.
and she like 2 weeks before the wedding.
It's like, fuck you.
No, 2 weeks before the wedding, she asked them for, like, she was like, hey, we need the sign of prenup. Yeah, but it's like, but that's a crazy, like,
if it's gonna be forever, why is it such a big
why would
deal?
It matter?
That's true, but at the same time,
it's at like, the same time, the other side is like, well, you don't think it's not gonna. Because I think she was just dealing, like, she didn't want to do it, and then, like,
yeah, and that was
everybody like, else, like, her, like, out. Advisors were like, this, you need to fucking be safe.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, you would lose, like, we know somebody who had a business, very successful, she never signed a prenup, they just got divorced after, like, 12 years of marriage, now she has to sell her business because she can't give him half of. She doesn't have it in her pocket to be like, here's half of it, and I'm going to keep it.
Right.
So now they have to sell the business, and, like, she's going through that shit.
Does she have children, though, or this is just alimony?
No, this is just they broke up, and he gets half of that business.
Oh,
she just doesn't have the half to buy him out.
Oh,
and she's the only, she's the, like, professional here. He's just a fucking... a trophy
right.
husband,
so
like he had nothing.
You're planning on getting married forever. Why would you deprive somebody?
I like that you brought up two female stories because there needs to be more balance.
I do not, but I just those are the two I know.
Yeah. It is a bit more rare with like women, but there needs to be a little more balance because you listen to so many podcasts and you're like, oh, these fucking bitches, they just get married to these dudes and then they take them for all the money. It does happen a lot, but it does happen on the other side too. So I just wanted to say that, but I'm sorry.
No, I just think that it's ridiculous not to want to sign a prenup. I get kind of being offended, like, if things go sideways. But if they go sideways, like, why would they? So just sign it.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you want to put me through something like what he just described.
No, you're right. And then also, too, I feel like if they deny the prenup, then that almost insinuates, like, they truly, like, your worth. Like, they truly see your worth as, like... a person, not as like
that's,
someone that they love.
That's yeah. That
they
means
see you in
what?
Dollars and cents.
That means whatever you're bringing monetarily adds to why they love you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like with the prenup, they're signing away their insurance policy on you.
Yeah.
So no, I can see that. No, you're right.
Dude. I mean, I'll sign one, and like if she has more money than me,
yeah,
they'll be like. If we're getting divorced, I'll kill her before.
I think that...
Wherever the papers go through.
I think it might be even good to just do a test, like, for, like if you're going to marry somebody, just, like, pretend like you're going to get a prenup and see what they do.
I mean, I would, although I'm planning on doing it. It's a conversation that I have instantly, even though... there's not a lot that anyone stands to gain at this moment, but I don't. I could hit the lottery next week.
But you have like a real
job,
right?
I
do. You're like a real person.
But it's not like somebody would walk away with
as
half of my stuff and be like,
as opposed to you know,
realest motherfucker out here, bro.
Somebody would walk away with half my stuff. Like I've come up. But I still feel that's like let's true. Just. Acknowledge the fact that you don't earn what you didn't. Now, if I even if I've got money, like you could make a ton of money. Let's say Eddie Murphy, if he had married somebody in 1990, he'd already made a ton of money. They would still stand to gain a lot coming away with half of what he made
afterwards.
In 1990. Yeah, so it's like I'll still be if I've got money, I'm still gonna have money. I'm still gonna keep
and
making
it's also
money.
Like, it's also just like a cleaner break. You break up with somebody or you divorce them,
this
and it's
is
like,
your
okay,
shit.
We just
this
go
my
our
shit.
Separate ways. Why do we have to be dragged into, I owe you this all the time, and I have to send you payments, this, that, the third, or blah, 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 blah. Because that shit builds animosity, like, you know what I mean?
Of course.
I
honestly, mean...
it's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous, I feel like.
Odds are there's already some
animosity.
Disdain
yeah, that's true.
That you're
that's
getting
true.
Divorced.
Yeah.
Stuff.
We did it.
We
pretty
did
much everything under the sun. Man.
This was pretty good.
So you discussed what race has gotten better, but actually no, it hasn't. So you know that's a whole thing. Ryan Coogler directed Creed. Kelsey Grammer was the executive
that's
producer
true.
For Girlfriends, which is you know now my favorite show. And sign that prenup, whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah,
get that prenup signed because niggas is crazy out here and they will trap you. with the dick or the pussy.
Don't boom. Get it twisted.
Anything you guys got to say?
You know, don't do drugs.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying out here?
I like to leave the kids with a message.
Ro?
All day, follow me on Twitter. Oh, Rojo Perez. I'm all about self-promotion. Kids, do all the drugs you want. I don't care. I'll probably never meet you guys.
No, that's real.
Well, follow me. Call me. 787-431-4552. All day.
Yeah.
Anytime minutes. Let's go. Sprint. You ain't shit, Sprint. I'm taking you for all you worth. All right.
What's your Twitter handle? Since fuck, you threw it out there.
Mine is at Tyler Richardson. The L is the number one.
All right. At Tyler Richardson. L is the number one. And mine is all killer, no filler. Killer is spelled without an E, and it's an R, and then filler is spelled without an E also. And it's spelled Phil, like P-H-I-L.
You just lost followers. I think you just lost followers somehow.
I hate all you. Alright, I'll see you guys later. Peace.
Alright guys, so that's the episode. Rojo Perez and Tyler Richardson, man, look them up, they're very funny guys. I know you guys are probably thinking, oh shit, Phil's giving an outro too, this must be a special occasion. No, it's not. I just really wanted to say thank you to all listeners. I know we're small but mighty, so I'm not shit, I know this, but you guys make me at least worth some shit, so I just want to say, keep listening, keep doing what you do, and this is a quote from Rojo, keep doing all those drugs. Alright, oh, and I want to tell you guys, by next week, or the week after, I'm going to be getting some new mics, yes, so finally, this podcast won't sound so fucked up, and I'm doing that for you, as a way to say thank you to you guys. Alright guys, I'll see you later, tune in next week, peace. Coming back until I'm on, and that ain't happened yet. But see, you had me crazy, I was falling quick. And you ain't make it easy, girl, you was hard to get. You don't wanna settle down, tell me that I'm just a kid. But girl, try to tell me there ain't something. And if there's something, but you don't know, but you won't know. And if there's something, show me where to go. And if there's something, but you don't know. So damn high, yeah, and I just wanna know why. You got me so stressed out,
so stressed.
What you doing?
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking back to the first night, like how she looked. Them nice legs, pretty face, had me kinda hooked. The way she stepped into that Uber had me dying. Type of girl that'll have this whole city shook. And now we rolling to the bar like, what's up? I just wanna hit the hotel and she like, I just wanna chill, baby, maybe have a drink with you. Learn about your crazy life, learn about what interests you. I know you got a little money, but that ain't why I'm into you. I know you travel often, but I don't mind missing you. I know that it's mutual when I say that I'm digging you. So girl, try to tell me there ain't something.